Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
A lot of people are saying good for Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones trying to keep the
fight the good fight
aspect
sir.
Of gambling alive in the state of Georgia. The Lieutenant Governor kind enough to join us right now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for coming on and tell us where things stand right now as far as gambling is concerned in the state of Georgia.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Thank you.
Always enjoy y'all's show, but appreciate y'all having me on today. I always explain to people that, you know, we already have gambling in the state of Georgia, and it's called the Georgia Lottery System. And the sports betting is just a different form of it. But this is something we've talked about for quite some time at the Georgia General Assembly, and it's something I've always thought it was a no-brainer as far as from a revenue standpoint and for the mission of HOPE, which is to have funds to help, fund tuition for children and things of that nature. And like I told a group of them, I said, we keep expanding the scope of how we use HOPE. Now, you know, it was just for college, four-year college degrees, and now we've, you know, expanded into the technical colleges, and we've expanded into, you know, 3 and 4K programs and schools and other things. And I said, if you're going to keep expanding it, you've got to have new sources of revenue. And sports betting is something that's legal in 36 states right now. And it is and people are doing it in the state of Georgia. And we're have an opportunity where we could pull it in to regulate it as well as pick it up revenue from it. And it would fit perfectly into the Georgia lottery system that we're already doing and have been doing since 1992. So I think it's a pretty popular most circles I run in, people either don't have a problem with it or would like to see it get done. And so we're gonna make an effort to try to do it and maybe we'll get it done this year.
All right, best guesstimate, with a weekend like this, Thursday through Sunday, plus the rest of the NCAA tournament, have you guys tried to run numbers to figure out what perhaps, had it been in place, what it could make for something like the term of an NCAA tournament for the state?
You know, I don't know about an NCAA tournament, but I know the conservative numbers that we've had. Multiple people tell us that it would generate on an annual basis anywhere from $75 to $100 million, you know, to the Georgia Lottery. So that's pretty significant dollars. And in most circles I run in, that's real money right there. So
yeah. What's the opposition, and why do we keep hearing it's dead, it's alive, it's dead, it's alive? What are those two things? What's the opposition, and why do we keep hearing it's like a stop-start situation?
There's different pockets of people who are for it and people who are against it. You know, there's some who are just against gambling, period, and you're not going to change them. It doesn't matter what you do. But then there's others that, there's debate on how the dollars should be spent, and designate them to different things, whether it's rural health care or broadband was something that was brought up at one time, or, you know, certain percentage needs to go towards addictions and things of that nature. And the only problem when you start trying to designate dollars, how it works in Georgia, in order to deem dollars to be designated to certain things, it has to be a constitutional amendment, which means you have to have 2/3 majority. What I'm proposing right now wouldn't require a constitutional amendment because
all the funds would just go into the Georgia lottery system, and there wouldn't be, you know, there would be, it wouldn't be carving, kind of cutting the pie into different pieces. It all go into Georgia lottery, it all go towards education, and that's it. And so there's different fractions of people who are against it. And and a lot of times, you know, the sports betting has been attached to another form, whether it be horse racing or casinos. And so some of your people who are for sports betting, but not for horse racing, you know, and then same thing with casinos too as well. So some people are for sports betting, not for casinos. So I was trying to get us a clean, simple version that could just be voted up or down on. And so, like I said, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of horse trading that goes on here down the stretch of the legislative session. So we'll see. I mean, I feel pretty good about it. And I think it's a measure that I tell folks, you know, it's just something that it's like picking it up in the streets, because the platforms are already there. They're already up and operating. And like I said, we just have not pulled it into under the lottery system where we could benefit from the revenue it produces.
Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. For those that don't know, Burt was also the co-captain of the 02 SEC champion Georgia Bulldog football team. You ever think about the fact that, well, if we had a playoff then, maybe things would have been different for that Georgia team, maybe a lot more than just the SEC title?
Oh, we would have been in the mix. We finished number 3 in the country my senior year and won the SEC. That was back when, you know, SEC championships meant something, you know, and now they're just, you know, these national titles. They've made SEC championships look secondary, you know, but we definitely would have been in the mix. We had a good team that year, had David Green as quarterback, Randy McMichael was a teammate of mine, and Ben Watson, and we had a lot of great players back then, and Musa Smith, and we were probably playing the top of our game by the end of that season when we played in the Sugar Bowl that year. So, yeah, it would have been nice if the playoff system would have been in place. If the NIL was in place.
You will not go so far as to say you would have been national champions in 2002. Is that correct, Lieutenant Governor?
Oh, no question. We would beat the brakes off Ohio State that year, no question. So,
all right. This $75 to $100 million you're talking about, I don't know what the infrastructure costs would be, but are we talking about kiosk? I know you mentioned horse racing. I've been in a world where you go to a track and you can bet other things, and I get all that stuff. I used to want a casino, actually two of them, because I want competition. I don't even want the casino anymore. I just want the ability to do the sports betting and have a sports book or kiosk betting, or even if it's on your phone with technology that looks good enough to do that. There still seems to be an opposition to that.
Yeah. This would just be mobile sports betting. You know, I mean, it would literally just be, you know, so your different platforms. I don't even know who they are. I know DraftKings, one of them, but the different platforms would just they would fall under. You know, I mean, Georgia Lottery already has online access. They already have an online platform where you can go on there and buy tickets and do Keno and all other kind of games. So it would fall right under the platform that's already there. And like I said, it would be regulated and be able to collect the revenue dollars. So the process would be really, really simple to implement if we end up passing legislation.
I'm willing to lay, here it goes, a bet that your numbers are conservative, that you don't, I'm telling you, I think the gambling mentality in the state would be a bigger number than $100 million in the second year.
I don't disagree, but I think it would be a bigger number than that, but I was going by what the quote unquote experts have been telling me. And so I've been using the conservative numbers when I talk about it, you know, but like I said, you know, still you know, whether it's $75 million, $100 million, or $200 million, that's significant dollars. You know,
yeah, watch this,
significant dollars.
How many kids would that put into pre-K, Lieutenant Governor? How many children?
Oh, my God. There's literally thousands of families across the state of Georgia who have benefited from the Georgia lottery system being in place, and it's given so many different kids opportunities that that probably wouldn't have had it, had those opportunities as far as from an education standpoint because of the system. And that's what I always try to tell people who are in opposition of it. I say, look at all the benefits. Look at how many families have been able to been the beneficiaries of the system we put in place. And if, like I said, if you want to continue to have a system like that and continue, and if you want to continue to expand it and have more obligations and responsibilities, then you've got to always be looking at ways to make sure you can continue to feed it. And I said this to me is with all the platforms already in place and the ability already in place, we probably wouldn't have to add another person to handle it, nor would we have to do, it wouldn't cost us hardly anything to implement it. So to me, it's a no brainer, but like I said, it does have people who don't like it for various reasons. And that's why we've never been able to get it to final passage.
Finishing up with Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, we're talking about sports betting in the state of Georgia. When will there be something definitive? It's either a yes or a no.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, our 40-day legislative session ends on March 29th. And so we'll know one way or the other. And there'll probably be one of those day 40 votes, not on the Senate side. We'll have to get out of the Senate before then. But if we bring it to the floor of the Senate, more than likely that means we have the votes, and we'll shoot it over to the House, and hopefully they'll take it up. And then if it passes, then it's just a matter of the governor signing it. So
yeah.
we'll know something by the end of the month.
What's the other side want? What do they want as a concession?
Because if Domino has to take to the Senate floor, Lieutenant Governor, he'll do so.
Like I said, you got different pockets of opposition. So it's not one thing that one group wants. I mean, you know, it's mainly the argument has always been, I guess, where it's always kind of gotten bogged down is in people wanting to take the funds and do other things with it as opposed to just education purposes. And so that's what's kind of bogged it down. But I think we illustrated earlier this session that, you can't attach it to horse racing because that you lose too many votes on that. And you can't attach it to casinos because you lose too many votes on that. You know, but it stands alone. You know, it passed out of the Senate a couple of years ago as just a standalone bill, and it wouldn't. But it, the House never took it up. So we're hopeful that the attitudes and moods might have changed a little bit since then.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, like we said, always nice having you on. Let me know and let us know, more importantly, how we can help. More importantly, Domino, I don't know. I may hurt your cause if I get involved further.
I am ready to rally around this, sir, for our final push to March 29th. Tell me, if nominated, I will serve.
Because I think we all stand in agreement. This is something that's great for the state of Georgia. So keep fighting the good fight. And like I said, thanks for having us kind of get your voice out there. And hopefully it helps more than it hurts. Fingers crossed.
No, I do. I appreciate that, and if people who know their House or Senate members, and encourage them, if they're for it, encourage them to do it, move on it. I think we'll know by the end of the month one way or the other, and I appreciate y'all allowing me to come on your show and speak about it.
36 other states have it. Somebody must be doing something right if more people want it. So how about we leave it at that today?
There you go. Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys.
You got it. Have a good day. Have a great weekend. Good luck. March the 29th, the day to remember Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones trying to get this gambling legislation through the Senate floor. And Domino, I can see it. Now you're going to have to wear a tie and go down there and use buzzwords. Huzzah, unfair, the kids. I mean, you have to throw out buzzwords.
Let me ask you something. He's got an SEC championship ring.
He does.
He's got a national championship ring from 02.
If only.
Yeah, do you think he walks in there and says, hey, you think these are easy to come by? I was a walk-on.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.